I call to testify on this bill is Saul T. Salvato. Representing New Jersey GCA. Good morning. It's a pleasure to have you. And in case I killed your last name, please repeat the whole name.
It was a bit. I'll repeat it for you, but you did okay. It's Sal Risalvato, and it's the New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association. We are formerly the New Jersey Gasoline Retailer Association that for over 70 years has represented the gasoline service stations and the auto repair industry, since most service stations have always had two or three bays with auto repairs. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for allowing me to speak and give you the side of this issue from the small business owner perspective. And that is the auto repair shops that we represent. And we do have over 1,500 members, and many of those do have auto repair shops. My members have been experiencing a tremendous amount of difficulty that has become chronic. This started out as, you know, a small problem maybe about 10 years ago, but it has worked its way up to a problem today that is really serious. My members are highly skilled, highly trained, highly competent, and are finding it increasingly more difficult to impossible to repair a customer's car because of a lack of information. And it's not information that teaches them how to fix the car or tells them how to fix the car. They are capable, have the knowledge and the training to fix the car. In many instances, they have spent thousands of dollars on tools, thousands of dollars on technical information, subscribe to various technical information resources that cost thousands of dollars a year, and many of my members subscribe to multiple information services. They spend thousands of dollars training their technicians. And let me be clear, when I use the word technicians, we are talking about the person that traditionally has been referred to as a mechanic. And yes, they are mechanics. They do need mechanical skills. But the time has long passed since these mechanics are only mechanics. They are technicians. They need technical expertise, technical knowledge, and technical information. And without it, they are telling customers that they have to bring their car back to the manufacturer's represented dealer. And more customers are losing their choice to visit these small business owners and have to take their car someplace to be fixed that they don't want to. The opponents of this legislation are going to tell you that we want this information because we want to make knockoff parts. We want to have parts built outside of the country. We want cheaper replicas made. We don't want to use their parts. That is nonsense. We are asking for codes that we can insert into the very expensive equipment we already own that will coordinate the new parts that we put into the car with the vehicle's computer system. We're not asking for the specifications to manufacture the parts that in many instances we are buying from the manufacturer. So that is nonsense. The next thing that they're going to tell you is the information is available to us. And I can tell you that many members call me on a regular basis where they have tried to purchase information. They have put credit cards into websites, paid for information, been led down a path, and at the end of the path, a screen pops up and says, sorry, information only, this final information only goes to authorized dealers. They've paid for it, they can't get it, they have to send their customers back to the dealer. More and more times, the customer now walks in the door and we have to say, you know what, you're just going to have to bring it there because this is what's going to happen. I can buy the parts, I can fix it, I can tell you what's wrong, but in the end, Your car won't work because I can't get a little code. This legislation, if it's passed, will do nothing to keep customers away from the car dealer. They will still have the exact same choice that they've always had. They can bring their car to the manufacturer's representative dealer, or they can bring it to their local repair shop. There's a matter here of convenience. There's a matter here of cost. The consumers here, and that's why it's called the Motor Vehicle Owner's Right to Repair, the consumer is really being squeezed out of the choice and abilities and convenience of servicing their vehicle. You're going to hear from some shops today that are going to give you some examples of what they've done. We could have brought in a few hundred, but I know you don't want to listen to a few hundred. We've got some here that just want to share with you, you know, the difficulties and whatnot that they've had. Many times our members call the dealership, and they're actually told, no, you cannot get that information. They're willing to buy and pay for, and they're told otherwise. You'll hear some of those things later today. And when information is available, it's the roadblocks are put in the way, and it's made difficult to get it. The manufacturers must be compelled to turn over the information to the vehicle owner to have the vehicle repaired so that they can maintain their choice. This is a consumer choice bill. I appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to explain that. I hope you'll listen carefully to some of the shop owners as they tell you their experiences. And I'd be happy to take any questions if you have any.